Listen to this podcast for an update on the Patriots roster. Hi, I'm Lori Baranski, and you're listening to the Roster Report podcast, the official podcast of the New England Patriots. It's Friday, November 3rd, with Brian Lowe, Andy Hart, and Tom Casale on this beautiful, perfect weather for football day.
Now in the month of November, nearing the midway point of the 2006 season, this is the Patriots Roster Report, and we're going to get right to it. The Patriots making a couple of transactions of the relatively minor variety this week. On Tuesday, they released cornerback Chidi Iwuoma, who had seen most of his work on special teams since signing about a month ago. And they also released Brian Barthelmes, the center from the practice squad. And the following day, they filled that vacancy on the practice squad with cornerback James Patrick. So the question is, as we are now on nearing midday Friday, the Patriots do have one roster spot available. Is there any urgency to fill that? Could Patrick Pass, who's on PUP, be a candidate to fill that? Will they fill it before Sunday's game against the Colts?
I don't know.
Oh, Paul's not here. How about Tom or Andy?
I'm going to go with I don't know, considering that was the answer the head coach gave in his press conference earlier in the week. And if he doesn't know, then how the hell am I supposed to know?
There were a few things that he answered with I don't know, and I fully agree. If he's not sure, none of us
are. Who's supposed to ask? He runs the organization.
I'm going to go with I don't care.
I don't care. I don't know.
That's a good one.
I don't care.
They're 6-1. What's Patrick Pass going to do? Seriously.
Evans is coming off a 35-yard run.
Yeah, and a missed tackle on a punt.
Yeah, he did fumble on that play, didn't he?
Yeah, but it didn't count because it went out of bounds.
Now, none of us really saw it because we were out in the bowels of the Metrodome
at the time.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, okay. We saw it.
It got punched out from behind.
Okay. But he did have the longest, not only the longest run of the day, but he had the most rushing yards for the Patriots on that day.
I just think Patrick Pass, when he's activated, if he's activated, great. If not, I mean, what's the difference?
No, and I agree because of the makeup of the roster right now. Now, we are nearing the point where the window will soon close on when they can begin to activate him or begin the process of activating him. I think in the next week or two, he has to either begin to practice or go on IR. I think those are really the only two options. Or I think it's a PUP IR list.
Right.
Curtis Martin went on this week, I think. Mm-hmm. But something will happen, I think, in the next week. I think by next Tuesday probably is the deadline because that will have been 3 weeks from the point that they could begin the process. So that's the situation with Patrick Pass. Really no idea, as Andy mentioned, the coach doesn't have an idea, so we don't. We are your authority here on the Patriots roster report, but we simply don't know. Chidi Iwuoma saw most of his time on special teams. I don't know if he really played defensive back much, if at all, with the Patriots. They have only four cornerbacks on the roster, five defensive backs. But are there any areas on the roster where you would think that they might fill a void? At this point, if they were to add some depth to a position, they currently have 9 offensive linemen, mainly because of the injuries they've had. Where would you say would be what position would be the best candidate to fill a void at this point?
I think maybe safety.
Yeah.
You know, we haven't seen much of James Sanders since the Broncos game.
And Eugene Wilson.
Eugene Wilson has missed a few. You know, has been injured. Artrell Hawkins has been injured. So I think possibly safety if they were going to pick somebody up.
I don't really think any spot.
Do you know? Do you not know?
No, I'm just saying you look at the roster.
Disregarding
the 21 players on the injury report, they're pretty much set. They don't have any major injuries at any one position. Most of their frontline talent has remained relatively healthy.
Mm-hmm.
As Tom said, safety with Hawkins and Wilson missing some time, but we haven't seen a lot of Sanders. Rodney Harrison has been healthy. Chad Scott can play some safety. I really think their depth right now, despite, again, the injury report and their health, is pretty good for the middle of the season, especially for this team, which through the last 4 or 5 years has, by this time, had serious injuries, guys on IR that matter.
They usually got 7 defensive backs out for the year
now. So, I mean, I think they are sitting relatively pretty here.
And certainly in comparison to where they were at this time last year, it was this exact week that they played the Colts and got demolished. And a major reason for why they got demolished was their overall execution defensively. And certainly some different players are in the mix this time. No Dwayne Starks, no Chad Brown. And you do have, I mean, Teddy Bruschi played in that game, but it was only his second game back. Harrison, Seymour are all gone. So it's certainly a different makeup. But as you mentioned, Andy, with the injury report, they do currently have 19 players questionable, 2 of them probable. Both are the 2 quarterbacks on this team. Both, amazingly, have a right shoulder injury. Certainly quite a bit of concern there at the quarterback position. I would imagine they'll pick someone up to start a quarterback this week. Troy Brown will be there.
Troy Brown might not get the record because he's going to be throwing instead of catching it.
I say 17 of those guys missed the game.
That's probably likely. Yeah. How many of the Colts 17 will miss the game?
14, 15. I think
this game is going to be a matchup of rosters of like 35 and 28. Yeah.
You're looking at, you know, the matchup we're all waiting for, Jim Sorgi versus Matt Castle. You know?
Well, put it this way. If you just go by the math, there are 19 players on the Patriots injury report questionable, which is 50-50. Let's say half of those, we'll go with nine. If nine of those can't play, that's already more than what you can have on the inactive list. So as it is, if you're going just by the numbers, there could be a problem here. Now, we all know the way the injury report works, and you know, last week, among those who were questionable who did play were Richard Seymour and Ty Warren, two key players you would have to imagine. And among those who are new to the injury report this week are wide receivers Rishay Caldwell and Jabbar Gaffney. Just on Thursday, Matt Light and Lawrence Maroney were added, and a few others as well, including Matt Castle.
I'm glad you brought up Light and Maroney, because it's funny how when you cover the team and then, like, if you're just a fan, the difference, because I saw on the bottom line on ESPN last night, it says Matt Light and Lawrence Maroney questionable. If I was just sitting home, I might think to my guy, oh my God, they're going to be without Light and Maroney for this game.
And that brings into question too, if you're watching the scroll and you're seeing something about the Detroit Lions, let's say, and you had some kind of rooting interest, you're wondering what's going on.
We know there's virtually no chance that Maroney and Light won't play in this game.
Correct. And it's not as though injuries cannot pop up during the week, but these guys have been at practice.
Right.
You know, if there was something seriously wrong with Maroney, we might be able to get a little more. We might have a few other clues to tell us if he looks fine.
He's been walking around.
Our official stance here, I believe, at Patriots Football Weekly, Patriots.com, and Patriots.com podcasts is that the injury report is not worth the paper it's printed on.
Well, and that may be, and the head coach yesterday basically said he doesn't care about the injury report. And talking in reference to the other team, to show that he doesn't really pay much attention or really game plan based on the injury report, he said no, he has no idea. He claimed he didn't know how many.
They hate the injury report more than the media.
Ooh, we should do a tale of the tape injury report versus media. But I guess in all seriousness on the injury report, let's just look real quick at the offensive line, because that was the one position last week where they did have some key players out. Russ Hochstein, Stephen Neal, two of their top three guards, forcing Billy Yates into action, starting at right guard, and certainly did a pretty good job. The offensive line did. What do you any sense on whether or not Neal and or Hochstein will be available this week and how that affects their offensive line?
Well, Neal's been back out there, so I think there's a chance.
And Hochstein as well. He had missed quite a few practices.
And Hochstein has not only been back out there, been in the locker room a number of times, and I saw him walking without a brace earlier 2 weeks ago. I think I saw him with the big brace walking through. So I think those guys are getting better, and you know, I think Neal has a chance to play and put that line back together, which obviously is relatively important when you're talking about a big athletic guard if you're planning on pounding the ball down the Colts' throat.
I understand what Andy's saying, but the way the Colts play run defense, I don't know if it matters.
You're going to run behind Yates?
He did okay, and I mean, this team just seems to put people in, and all of a sudden they're borderline Pro Bowlers.
And that's how it worked in the defensive backfield in recent years. It's how it works on the offensive
line.
Plug and play. And I guess we're talking about the Patriots roster, but before we end, we should discuss the impact that Dan Klecko has had on the Indianapolis Colts roster this year. What do you guys think?
Well, it's funny you should mention that, because when I turned on the TV in Minnesota, the first thing I heard was, and Dan Klecko making the tackle. Of course, that was the last time I heard his name, but I should say that he has at least one tackle behind the line of scrimmage against the Broncos.
And I think Dexter Reed is still on that roster.
Yeah, they just
re-signed him.
Yeah. They re-signed, because I was pretty certain that they had released him in the offseason or at training camp.
I don't know. Like I said, I saw Klecko as soon as I turned the TV on make a play. I don't know how much he's playing there, but if it's a lot, say goodnight.
Well, they're 32nd in defense.
There, well, they'll be 33rd at the end of this game.
And those are only two. Those are only two of the three former Patriots. Adam Vinatieri, of course. Does it come down to a game-winning kick?
No. He'll hit two just for the drama, but it won't. It won't matter.
Yeah. No. I think the Patriots will win handily, and they will not. You will not get. I'd love to see it. I'd love to have a dramatic moment, one of those,
one
you know,
other, yeah.
theatrical. Adam comes out, tie ball game, 2 seconds to go. I just don't think it'll come down to that.
It'll be even more.
Patriots are hoping it doesn't either.
Right. It'd be interesting as well if it comes down to the Patriots in position to have a game-winning field goal, because our guy.
If there's a kicker lining up for a game-winning kick, it doesn't matter if it's good, bad, it doesn't matter. Our stories write it themselves for the rest of the
whatever
year.
Whatever happens, right, whatever happens from that point. Well, we'll all find out what goes down on Sunday Night Football, the second home Sunday night game of the year here at Gillette Stadium, Patriots and the Colts. That is going to do it for this week's Patriots Roster Report. For Andy Hart and Tom Casale, I'm Brian Lowe, and we're going to send it now back to Laurie.
Thanks, guys. Join us again next week for a brand new Roster Report podcast. As always, thanks for listening, and go Pats!